Hello guys, this is your girl Pressing Forward. I'm a messenger of God and encourager of his word. And before we get started, any music that is played on this podcast, I do not own copyrights to. And I just want to say good morning everyone, good morning. This is a transparency channel where I will be also sharing my experiences with you, because you never know who's going or growing through the same thing as you. So guys, how are y'all doing? Me? I am doing great. It's been a minute, but not too long from a minute. I want to talk about transformation. Or better yet, how about you're never too messed up for God to fix? So I was reading the book of Genesis, because I doing a Bible study thing. Well, it's not like a Bible study thing, but it's like reading the whole Bible in a year. But one of the things that touched me was when God formed the world. It talked about how before he formed the world, it was empty. It was dark. It didn't have no shape. It had nothing in it. It was just black. Then it talked about how he said, let there be light, and how he created the waters and the land, the birds, the animals, the bees, the trees, everything you can ever think of. And I was like, well, look, you know, look how he did this. He formed the world, and it was nothing. It was empty. It was dark. And look how he came and brought forth life and light. He brought forth life and light in the world. So why do we as human, whether we are born, some of us are born in a dysfunctional atmosphere, or we don't allow the things of this world to contaminate our souls and our spirit, and we done made mistakes and have done things, and why do we feel like we're so messed up that God cannot fix us? If he can shape and form a world that was once voidless, nothing was in it, what makes us think that he cannot? The creator who formed us, who created us and knew us before we was in our mother's womb, what makes us think that he can't change us when he know us better than we know ourselves? He has a manual for us. He know what he's put in us. Why do we feel that way? Why do we allow the enemy to make us feel like that he doesn't love us? Like we can't be changed. Why do we put God in a box? Why do we limit the creator, the most high God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, who put life in this world, who put breath in our bodies? Why do we allow that? I just want to say, guys, because this message was just as much for me as it is for the next individual, because none of us were perfect. None of us are perfect. None of us are perfect. We fall short, but we get back up. And I just want to say to someone out there, just as I've encouraged myself, that we are not too messed up for God to fix. No matter what mistakes that we have made, or no matter what has went on in our life, no matter how things look or how we feel, God loves us. He can fix us. It says in Ephesians 3:20 that He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever think. That nothing is too hard for him. That what's impossible to man is possible to God. We're talking about a way maker, a miracle worker, a promise keeper. He's not a God that he should lie. His promises are yes and amen. His words never return void, but it does what he said it would do. Just like he said, let there be light. Everything that he said, it came to pass. He formed the world with his words. He formed you with his words. He said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. So I just want to say that you are not, I am not, we are not too hard for God to fix. So I just want to say that God loves you. He sees you. You know, I was thinking about in the book of Genesis. In the book of Genesis, I'm going to go to it for just a second. So just give me a second. I hope y'all like that song in the background. It's by Osby Berry, Made New. I like it. It's a beautiful song. Because God is able to make all things new. He said so in Isaiah 43. So just know that you're not too messed up. Your life is not too jacked up. You're not too hard. You could not have done something so bad that God cannot fix you no matter what you've done. Look at this. He turned Saul into Paul. Saul murdered. And he turned him into Paul, a man of God. Come on now. Think about all the other people he done transformed out there that's been in prison. Or, you know, he done changed the hardest of hearts. He done made atheists into believers, you know. But I wanted to say this. Hagar, Sarah, and Abraham's servant, when she ran away after the altercation between her and Sarah, God sent an angel for her. And she called God El Roi. I say El Roi, so I hope I'm not saying it wrong. It's E-L-R-O-I, El Roi, the God that sees me. When you think that no one cares, or you're too jacked up, or you're out there, you're feeling lonely, know that you are never alone, because God will never leave you or forsake you. It says he leaves the 99 for the one. Okay? He's right there with you. He loves you. He sees you. And you're not too hard, and your life is not too jacked up for him to turn it around. So I just want to say, you're not too hard. We're not too hard for God to fix. That's just my message. That's something that just been on my heart for the past couple of days. That we're not too hard for God to fix. So I'm just going to say a prayer. Father God, I thank you. I thank you, Father God, that you are the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything thereof. Thank you, God, that your promises are yes and amen, and your words never return void. Thank you, Father God, that you never leave us or forsake us, that you make all things new, and that you are right there with us. Father God, I thank you that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think and or imagine. Lord, forgive us. Because we put you in a box. We limit you. Because of our condition. Because of our emotions. Because of the afflictions we've encountered from this world. Or the mistakes that we've made. Lord, help us to see ourselves the way you see us. Thank you for loving us with an everlasting love. Thank you, Lord, that your mercy is new every morning. Thank you, Lord, that when we come to you and we ask for forgiveness from the heart, that you cast our sins into the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered anymore. Thank you, Lord, for loving us unconditionally. and making a way out of no way. Thank you, Lord, for making a crooked path straight in our life, for making and preparing a new way for us. Lord, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise, and we thank you for transformation, and we thank you for new beginnings in our lives, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.